The Ulverston Neighbourhood House has opened a new $265,000 upgrade today. To tell us a bit more about it, the manager is Simon Douglas, who joins you now. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. $265,000. In a lot of places on the northwest coast, you could buy a whole house for that. So obviously, I guess one of the reasons you didn't want to move into a new facility is because of the location of the current one.
Yes, not only that, but we actually have a great facility to start with. It's just that it's 35 years old and many upgrades were needed and soundproofing and the outdoor area needed a lot of work to be able to use it throughout the winter because it was just, with the weather in winter, it gets quite boggy in the backyard. So basically we just needed to spend money in places that made the facility more usable and to the current need.
It's been funded by the Tasmanian Community Fund, partly, which is, of course, that was made from the sale of the Trust Bank back in the 90s. It's still ticking along nicely. Neighbourhood House Tasmania, the Department of Communities, and you had some contributions from the local community as well. So it's been a real team effort to get to this point, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I was only saying today at our launch that it feels like our roles have been reversed over the last couple of years in the sense that we're the ones normally working alongside people to give them support and whatever they need, but we've had so much support from others, and I felt that we were sort of on the other side of it for this project in many ways, which is just awesome.
You're often the first port of call, too, for people that need help because, as we know, the transport on the northwest coast is far from ideal and a lot of the services are located in either Devonport or Burnie. So in Central Coast there at Ulverston, a lot of people come to you first, even if it's just to point them in the right direction to say go somewhere else, perhaps.
Absolutely. Neighbourhood houses in general are a massive referral service. We're the middleman, I suppose you could say. We know where the services are. When people come in, they might not be able to navigate quite as well, and we know how to direct them. But like you said, Ulverston or Central Coast is sort of in a sweet spot, I suppose, in that the two major centres, Burnie and Devonport, all the major services run out of them, but still need to work in Ulverston. So we take advantage of that and community benefit from that by the services using this building so people can actually see the services they need here at the neighbourhood house.
And you also have some of those services coming and actually visiting, so you need an adequate facility that properly meets their needs as well.
Absolutely. The facility is used for many different things from social to all sorts, but when we are talking community that need the privacy and the confidentiality, that was a really specific thing with the upgrades we did. We pulled the plaster off and we soundproofed the walls, we put solid doors in and put in a lot of soundproofing measures that when people are in and talking to their service that they're with, they can be confident that no one else can hear anything and that they're in a private space and a comfortable space.
As we mentioned, Tasmania Community Fund had a fair bit to do with it, so it wouldn't have been possible without their support, I'm thinking.
No. This is a process that's been going on for well over 3 years with all the planning and getting all the ducks in a row, I suppose, as they say. But TCF, Tasmania Community Fund, have been absolutely amazing and been by our side the whole time, working with us and making sure that we're placed best to be successful, yes.
A lot of the services that you provide are also run by volunteers.
Yes. Neighbourhood houses all over. But Ulverston in general, we just wouldn't be able to survive without volunteers. They're amazing volunteers. It's great.
Now, Simon, here's a chance to give a free plug to the services you offer and where the house is located for anyone that's listening.
So we're in Lugano Crescent, West Ulverston. To plug the services, we're a very social organisation. We cater to a lot of different people and tastes and many, many, many services use the building. I would encourage people simply to call us and inquire so that we can speak to them specifically about what their interests or needs may be and request a calendar.
Okay, and you've got a website as well or a Facebook page?
Facebook page. We direct everything through the Facebook page and that's predominantly the way media-wise, People can connect in with the house and see what's going on a regular basis.
Okay, just search Ulverston Neighbourhood House on Facebook. Simon, congratulations on the new facility. It sounds like it was well overdue and now it's sort of almost built for purpose. Congratulations and thanks for your time today.
Absolutely, thanks for calling and thank you very much to Tasmanian Community Fund. It wouldn't have been possible without it.